It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. So glad to see you. It's just down at the neighborhood drugstore. Could you guess who might be there? Somebody you know. Mm-hmm. He usually wears an apron and a great big hat. Mm-hmm. Chef Brockett. Well, he said that he wanted to take some pictures and he didn't have a camera. And I have a camera. And so he said he'd buy the film and we could put it in my camera. Mm-hmm. This camera's one of those cameras that takes pictures in 10 seconds. Can you count to 10? Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. That's easy, isn't it? You probably are able to count to more than 10, aren't you? Well, there's a song that's called One and One or Two. And that really helped me a long time ago to learn how to count. If you don't know yet, maybe you could sing it with me and learn, okay? One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How many fingers are you? First you were that many. Got to be 2 years old. 3. Some people are 4 years old. Some are 5. Some people are 6. Some are 7, some are 8, some are 9, and some are 10, and some are more than all of that. Mm-hmm. Why don't we ask picture if it would show us the numbers while we sing that song again, okay? Because it's over and over and over again that you have to do things to be able to learn them. Yeah, picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all the numbers for that 1 + 1 = 2 song, would you please? Gladly. 1 and 1 are 2. 2 and 2 are 4. Good. 4 and 4 are 8. And 8 and 2 are 10. Now all the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's what they look like. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, I like that picture. Thank you very much. You're welcome, it said. Do you hear somebody at the door? Maybe that's Chef Brockett. Let's see. Is that you, Chef Brockett? Hi.
Yeah, you get got the film? Yeah.
Good. Come on
I'm
in.
I'm glad you're going to let me use your camera.
Well, I'll show you how we load it.
Fine.
That's exactly the right kind.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll open up the box.
You know my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How are Harry. We're going to cook up some pictures today instead of cooking up some food.
Click, click, click
with
the picture.
The man told me that you rub the picture with this.
Yes, after you take it. It's in a big package.
That's right.
There it is. I had the camera, you got the film. I used to say film.
Did you say film?
It wasn't right, but I didn't know that then.
No, you used to say film.
Film.
Film. Mm-hmm. Put it just in like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all ready to take a picture now?
Very soon.
Well, you better take it first, but...
Okay. Now, first you have to pull this long thing. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, see if it's all set and ready to go. I'll take the first one of you, all right?
Okay, take one of me.
How do you want to look?
Well, I'll just be here.
Right there?
Yeah. You tell me when you're ready.
I will. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you put your finger. That's what you do for the kitchen, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, now are you ready to count?
Right.
One.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Oh, it's good.
Wow. It really looks like me.
Like it?
Yeah, it looks just like me. Mm-hmm. It turned out good.
Turned out very well. Let's put this up like this and go.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, everybody gets a kick out of that when I shh.
Mm-hmm. You want to take one of me?
Okay. Now, all I do is...
You press that down and then that one.
Okay. This down.
You better get way over there.
Okay, I'll get way over so I can really see you. Okay, now, smile. Think of something funny. That's the best way. That's good. I did it. Okay. Hope it comes out.
All right, now we pull this up.
Yeah.
Now, are you ready to count?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can I pick it off this time?
Yes.
One,
two,
three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh. Hey, I got you good. That's good.
Yes, it is.
Except I just got the top of your head off a little bit.
That's all right, but you know who that is.
Sure, it looks like you. It looks just like your face. That looks good.
Why don't we have a little milk? Would you like some milk?
Oh, I'd like that. If we go in the kitchen, you know right there, you'll have to be quiet.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I just don't like you to come without going in the kitchen for a little minute. Big glass or a little glass? Pretend to take a picture of you. Okay. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. For 10 glass of milk. Why don't we take a picture of the neighborhood of make-believe?
Shh.
For 10. You use your camera and I'll use the telescope. It's fun, isn't it? Do you see Lady Lane Fairchild?
Yes, she's with X by the tree.
I wonder what they're saying.
That it's going to be a wonderful opera, dear. Now, you're sure that you want to be Benjamin Franklin. I mean, you can be anybody you want to be.
Oh, yeah, Lady Lane, I want to be Ben Franklin. I always want to be Ben Franklin.
All right, dear. Now, you get ready for it, and we'll have a grand time.
Are you sure it's all right with King Friday?
You leave King Friday up to me, dear. You just think about Benjamin Franklin. Toot, toot.
Well, toot, toot, Lady Elaine. Toot, toot to you. Boy, it'll be great to dress up like Ben Franklin again. I'll tell you.
Hello, X.
Oh, hello, Reardon. What are you going to be in the opera?
Oh, X, I just can't seem to think of anything for an opera about camping.
Oh.
I'm afraid I'm just going to have to tell Lady Elaine to call it all off.
Call it off?
I worked all last night, and I just couldn't write anything.
Well, I think Lady Elaine has already got something cooking. I mean, she asked me if I wanted to be Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin? In a tent?
Yes, won't it be fun?
Well, I don't know. I'd better check with Lady Elaine.
I think she's over at the castle right now.
Oh, you do? Well, I'll check with Miss Polificate to make sure.
Okay, see you later.
All right.
Say, Reardon, are you sure this opera and everything is all right with King Friday?
Well, that's something that I think we should ask about. After all, it is his garden,
yeah.
Even if he is away for a few days.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, wild blue yonder.
Bye-bye. Miss Polificate? Yes, well, this is Reardon. I wonder if you could tell me if Lady Elaine is at the castle, please? Oh, she is at the castle, and she's carrying a big sign about the opera? Oh, I see. Well, thank you. I'll get right over there. Thanks so much. Goodbye. Lady Elaine! Lady Elaine!
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello,
would
Lady
you
Elaine.
Help me with this, please?
Well, yes, well, what do you want me to do with it?
I just put it up there where the 13 is.
Oh, you mean you want to put it right up there at the king's balcony?
That's the best place for people to see it.
Oh, well, are you sure that it's all right with the king?
Oh, you leave the king up to me. You just think about the opera, Reardon.
I have thought about the opera, Lady Elaine.
Good.
I've decided that, well, we have to call it all off.
Well, I've thought about it too, dear, and I've decided that we can do it.
But I can't think of a thing about a camp.
Well, I've thought of something, and it's going to be just marvelous.
You mean you've already written the opera?
Just the story, but that's the most important part. You can put all the music and the finery in. Now, you see, in the opera, I'm the manager of castle campsites. And X the Owl will be Benjamin Franklin. He wants to be, you know.
Yes, I know.
Well, Benjamin Franklin comes to my castle campsites, and he wants a tent for the night. You see, he's on a trip. And he isn't carrying his own little tent.
Oh, I see.
And then there's Lady Aberlin. She'll be the girl in the covered wagon. She takes everyone's picture.
Oh, there's a girl in the covered wagon who takes everyone's picture.
That's right. Isn't it a wonderful idea?
I see. And does she take your picture and Ben Franklin's picture, and then that's the end of the opera?
Oh, no. She takes your picture most of all.
My picture? Well, who am I supposed to be?
I bet you've never played a part like this, Reardon.
Well, who am I, Lady Elaine?
Can't you guess?
I'm afraid to try.
Well, you're the Hobby Horse Express rider, and you're handsome, and Lady Everlyn's beautiful, and you sing a song to her. Wait a minute, I have it for you.
Oh, a song?
This song, you sing it to her.
Well, how does it go?
Oh, it's called Let's Go Right Away.
Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay.
Lovely.
Let's go together today right away. Let's be together today.
Oh,
some days it's good to play alone, but some days I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today.
Beautiful.
Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today right away. Let's be together.
You're hired, dear. You're in the opera. You have a wonderful part. Oh, I'm just thrilled.
Yes,
about
well, I'm beginning
it all.
To like the opera a little better, lady.
Well, I hope so. Well, now we have everything. Everything but a covered wagon. All we need is a covered wagon.
Oh? You
yes.
mean a covered wagon like this?
Yes. Just a minute. Well, just a minute. I want you to ride your hobby horse and look for one.
Oh, I have a hobby horse. Well, where is it, Lady
It's
Lane?
Right behind the castle.
Oh,
just
get it.
Pick it up.
Oh, dear. I don't see it anywhere.
Right back there, dear. Just pick it up and, oh, there.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you think of everything,
well,
Lady Elaine.
I try to. Mm-hmm. Everything but that covered wagon. Wish we could find one.
Well, is it a covered wagon like this, Lady Elaine?
Why, you have everything, my dear. Yes, that's it. You're a clever boy. I know you'll find one. Toot, 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 toot.
Does anyone know where we can find a covered wagon for our opera? A covered wagon just like this?
That's a good picture you've taken of Reardon.
Right.
He's going to be a good hobby horse rider,
boy,
isn't he?
Boy, he's lucky he can be in that opera.
And Lady Averlin, she's going to be taking pictures.
I know
it. Just the way we did click, click, clicking her pictures.
I've always wanted to be in an opera.
You have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, Chef Brocca, why don't you just volunteer for this one?
They don't need me. There's nothing I could...
They need a covered wagon. You just heard them say so.
Well, they could just get a wagon and put a cover over it. I can't be a covered wagon.
But if they need a singing covered wagon, you could volunteer for... Look, this looks like a front of a covered wagon, don't you think?
Hey, it kind of does, doesn't it?
You wouldn't have to have CB for Chef Brocket on it. You see, you could just tell them that you would be the covered wagon.
That's a wonderful idea. I think I'm going to go there and volunteer to be the covered wagon.
Well,
and,
sure.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Rogers. Well, that's a great idea. Maybe I'm going to be in an opera.
Well, you've always wanted
well,
to be.
I love to sing. Thank you for letting me take pictures with your camera.
Well, you're welcome.
Now I'm going to sing in the opera.
Goodbye. Have a good time. You better hurry.
Bye.
Goodbye. So maybe Chef Brocket will be in the office. Oh, trolley. What'd you say? He wonders where we could find them, a covered wagon. Trolley, there is one on its way to the neighborhood of Maple-Leaf. Chef Brocket wants to be the covered wagon. Yeah. Would you take us in? We'd like to see whether they accept him or not. Okay? Thank you.
Wagon. Does anybody know where we can find a covered wagon?
Reardon?
Oh, hi, Corny.
Here's a covered rocket for you, if that might be of help.
Oh, thank you, Corny. Let me see.
It's a rocking chair, and I put a cover over it.
I see that. Well, let's see what I can do with this cover.
You can do it yourself, you see? You were saying covered wagon, but
covered
all
covered wagon, I... yes. Well, Lady Elaine specifically said that it should be a covered wagon.
I see. She
didn't say anything about a rocket.
Well, if you can't find a covered wagon, you can always use the covered rocket.
All right, Corny. Thanks so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, and I hope you have a good opera.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you found the covered wagon yet?
Oh, gee, no, we haven't found it yet. Do you have any idea where we could find one?
You're looking at him.
You mean, you want to be a covered wagon?
Right, and I can sing, too.
I've never heard of a singing covered wagon.
Well, you find something new every day.
Let's go tell Lady Elaine.
Hey, that sounds like a swell idea.
Doing things. Oh, hello, dear.
Hi, Lady Elaine. We have our covered wagon.
Where is it?
I am your covered wagon. I love to sing and play. I am your covered wagon tomorrow and today.
Why, Chef Rocket, your hat does look like that part of a covered wagon. You're a marvel, and you're a dear, too. I'm going to tell Lady Aberlin we've got her covered wagon for the opera. Don't forget, tomorrow's the big day. Can you read that sign, dear?
Oh, sure.
What's
sure.
it say?
Opera tomorrow.
You can read. Can you read it, dear?
Yes, I can, Lady Elaine.
Good. Tomorrow is the opera. Woo-hoo, lovely.
She's very excited.
Yes, she is. She went to a lot of trouble with all the tents and signs and everything, didn't she?
Yes, but you know, it's a funny thing. She had everything here already before I ever came.
Oh. I'm ready.
Hi, X.
Are you ready? When do we start?
Well, the opera is tomorrow, X.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, hello there, Chef Brockett. Are you going to be in the opera?
Yes, I'm going to be the covered wagon.
Good. I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin. I am he.
Well, how do you do, Ben Franklin?
Glad to meet you, covered wagon. Glad to meet you. Are you sure, gentlemen, that King Friday would want all of this stuff in his castle?
Well, King Friday is a great opera lover, X. I'm sure it'll be all right for an opera.
Yeah, for an opera. Just so long as Lady Elaine will take it all down after the opera.
Yes, well, we'd better get busy. There's a lot to do before tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Singing our lines and everything. Okay, covered wagon. Okay, we'll have a grand time.
That's right. Bye.
So Chef Brockett is going to be the covered wagon. Oh, boy. We better take our things, yes, and put them in the wastebasket. That should be a good opera, don't you think? You clean up after you've done some things in your playtime. Yes. If you were going to make up an opera, what part would you like to have? You know, they were talking about Benjamin Franklin. Well, X is going to be that. And the campsite manager. That'll be Lady Elaine Fairchild. And Lady Aberlin is going to take pictures. And also the covered wagon, the singing covered wagon. Here are the pictures that Chef Brockett and I took. Tell me, who's on the top? Chef Brockett or Mr. Rogers? All right, now close your eyes. Now open your eyes and tell me who's on the top this time. Good. There's Chef Brockett in the front. Mr. Rogers in the back. Uh-huh. And here's the one that he took of Reardon. Good pictures, huh? There he is singing. Let's go right away. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow when we go to the opera. Well, that's cleaned up. Now I better clean up the kitchen. I like it when they do things like that in make-believe, don't you? and one or two glasses. I wish you'd try making up an opera sometime. You know, whatever you want to say, you just sing it. For instance, if you'd like to say to your mom or your dad, or one of your brothers or sisters tonight, "Good night, good night, I'm going to bed. Sometimes I don't want to, but I'm going anyway." And then sing, "But tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow is coming. It's going to be a special day. Tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow is coming. That's why I can say goodbye to today." Just make up your own songs, just like that. Do 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 do. Tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow is coming. That's why I can say goodbye to today. See, we made that one up together. I must take some more pictures with Chef Brockett. I think I'll just go over to his house when I leave you here and say, "Chef Brockett, there are a few more pictures left in the camera." He's probably getting ready for his part in the opera. Yep. There. I'm all set to go. And I surely will be set to see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how, by just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.